Thank you so much, Tumi, for joining us this morning.
I'm awesome. Thank you. And thank you for having me.
It's so wonderful to get feedback from people that attended a Flow conference, or the Flow conference, that took place for the first time in person in 2 years. And what was your experience like at the 2022 Flow conference?
My goodness, I wonder if I can put it into words. That's how good it was. It was amazing. I think, you know, it was thought-provoking. The speakers were so dynamic. They were diverse. They touched on different topics as well. So it really was an amazing experience, and I'm glad I didn't miss it for the first time, you know, in person after COVID. So I think we all went away really having taken at least something away that was specifically meant for you throughout the day. So it was really amazing.
Tumi, you mentioned that a lot of aspects were covered with the aspects of finances and your own personal finances, but what stood out for you the most in this conference?
I think you've actually just touched on it. The fact that I think we often start with, you know, when you start with finances, you expect you start, oh, you need to save, you need to do this with your finances. But the conference started with just laying the foundation from a biblical perspective, just understanding what God thinks about finances and wealth, you know. And I think a lot of us hardly ever make the connection that, you know, God is actually the source of our finances. And so you need to understand it from his perspective, understand it from his principles before, you know, you actually form your own relationship with money. You need to actually understand what God thinks about finances. So we spend a lot of time actually touching on the topic of faith and leadership and understanding, you know, biblically what the word says about our finances. So that really stood out for me, because it's a different approach to having financial conversations where, you know, we always are given some checklists and do 1, 2, 3, but you don't actually understand the basic principles. So that was really outstanding for me.
Out of the principles that were covered, which one stood out for you the most and personally?
I think personally, it was the principle that, you know, God is the source. Before anything else, you know, he is the source. And so if you connect whatever you do to his purpose, right, everything else will come naturally from a financial perspective. It's not just about, you know, praying for healing as an example and praying for all the other areas of our lives. God is interested in every aspect, including our finances, right? And he is the ultimate source of our wealth. And if we always link whatever we do, whether it's in business, it's in leadership positions, wherever we work, connected to God, connected to his purpose for your life, and everything else really will fall into place.
That is such a prime example. I often say that we are to serve the provider, not the provision in our lives.
That's
and then
right.
We can see that God has got your best interest at heart. He knows if he's going to tell you to do something, he's not going to tell you to do something at your detriment when it comes to your finances.
True.
He wants to also test you in your finances. And I want to
right.
know from you, big one, test with a capital T and E-S-T.
Yes,
so a big test, because that's close to our hearts. Money seems to always be that touchy subject that sometimes churches want to talk about it. Sometimes in your family, you don't want to even talk about money. You just want to just let it not be a topic of discussion. But God wants to see where your heart is. And sometimes he says, okay,
right.
well, I want you to give 10% of what you've earned to this ministry. Or I want you to give offerings. So it's above your 10% that you've already given. Like, Lord, I've already given you 10%. What more do you? Well, I'd like another, you to give some more. And just be obedient. And that's where you see the blessing in obedience in your finances. To someone that has not taken that financial freedom leap today, how can you encourage them?
Well, I think, you know, it's easy, like I said, to come and say, oh, start saving today, or, you know, all these nice and lovely taglines that we always hear around our finances. But I think for me, the first start is, you know, just go back to the source, reconnect to God around understanding what he desires for your finances. And then have deep conversations with yourself around your finances, right? I think, to your point, we all really shy away from having a conversation about finances, either with the next person or even with ourselves. And we don't realize that we all have a certain relationship with money and with finances that, you know, requires us to unlearn certain things, right? Some of us, we never even had, you know, money conversations growing up. So what's actually informing your relationship with money, right? You need to then start unpacking that for yourself, start unlearning that. And it's so important, especially, you know, when you think about the next generation as well, right? What you want to, what's your goal for your family and for the next generations to come? What legacy do you want to leave for them from a financial perspective, right? And I think it's just really taking a step back, understanding that for yourself, understanding what God and understanding what God says about your finances, and then having a plan and being accountable to that plan, whether it's to save, whether it's to invest, whether it's to rid yourself of debt, whatever that looks like for you. Put that plan and make sure that you're accountable to it. And I like the fact that as part of the conference as well, they gave us really practical tools, right? And referred us to practical things that we can do as a start to start actually, you know, putting that plan together and being accountable to it. So really, you need to take ownership and accountability for your finances and make sure that you are unlearning the things that, you know, you've learned over the past and informing your relationship with money based on godly principles.
To me, that is just packed with so much wisdom. My one other question is, you talk about taking accountability for your finances, but what if you are married? Was that covered by any of the speakers at Flow Conference? I'm sure there needs to be consensus in your finances as a married couple, one not just making all the decisions and saying, we're going to give 60% of our earnings, even though the Bible says 10%. We just want to give more and more and more. And the other person saying like, no, hold on. We've got things to pay. We've got bills to pay. No, we've got to live in faith. Just like take this step. I'm sure there was also some discussions discussed around if you are married, how it works from a biblical perspective in managing your finances.
Listen, you touch on a very touchy subject. It's one of the things that, you know, people get really uncomfortable about because, you know, we all grow in different ways and in different stages, and including as in terms of how we all see money, right? And now you are two people in this marriage, and one, you know, wants to save and one is a spender, as an example, right? I'm not married myself, but I'm pretty sure there's a lot of this that happens in marriages. But again, I think, you know, as a household, it's important again to have these conversations. I think we really underestimate the fact that, you know, people don't communicate about money as a family, right? Like I said, even growing up, have conversations even with your kids. Start instilling that even with your kids, right? So that they don't have these challenges when they find themselves in marriages in later where they feel uncomfortable around the topic of money. So I think it's having, you know, joint goals, but also, you know, individual goals, but also making sure that ultimately the household is really has the same vision around
in unity
their finances,
with the finances.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. I think that's so important. And having those conversations, I can't stress enough, especially for your kids, bring them as part of that conversations, those conversations. If you're going to be talking about, you know, the Bible, spiritual things at the table, dinner table, have financial conversations as well. Start teaching them very young.
Thank you so much, Tumi. Wow, I've really enjoyed this feedback interview of you having attended Flow Conference 2022. And I'm sure just by going by the conversation that we just had, that you definitely are encouraging our listeners for 2023, as soon as that advert gets flighted on Impact Radio, that they get registered and attend the 2023 conference.
The question is, why did you not attend? And you should attend. I mean, it is so thought-provoking, it was so mind-blowing, and I think for everyone, you don't understand how few of these conversations happen, especially that are centered on spiritual and biblical principles. And when you do get these opportunities, make sure you are attending. As a Christian, you need to be, you know, attending some of these conversations that will really help you along the journey of your financial life as well.
Tumi, thank you so much for your time. It's great to have you on Impact 103 FM.